Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another Monday edition of Move the Sticks. I am Rhett Lewis, and my voice is hanging on here with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks, our former NFL scouts. Guys, great to be back with you here. We have six playoff spots locked up, only one of which comes from the AFC, which means we have 12 teams in that conference fighting for six open spots. You guys ready for a little wild ride these last 2 weeks?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's kick this thing off with our big three. And the Bills and Patriots, one of two games on Sunday where first place in a division was on the line. And the Bills, with Josh Allen leading the way, control the game. Clutch plays from Allen down the stretch, three TD passes. Bills have scored 30 or more points now 9 times this season. And they get the 33-21 win, regaining the top spot in the AFC East. So, DJ, when this team is thriving, you got Josh Allen loading everybody up on his back. And when you were sitting on your couch in front of the fireplace today with the electric blanket on your lap, how much fun was that Josh Allen game tape to watch?
Yeah, you forgot the cup of coffee as well.
Oh, right.
That completes the whole look of what I had going on this morning. No, Josh Allen, to me, is like the human highlight film Dominique Wilkins, in that it didn't matter, you know, if they were winning or losing, he was worth the watch because he's so exciting. He does everything. You know, you talk about what he did through the air, 314 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. He leads the team in rushing again with 64 yards, including a huge one on a 4th down where his ability to make people miss and make magic happen helped lead this Buffalo Bills team to victory. Look, I don't know that there's a team that's more dependent on their quarterback than the Buffalo Bills are with Josh Allen, but he showed in this one in a gotta-have-it moment that he was up to the task, and that's why that makes this Buffalo Bills team very dangerous once we get to the postseason.
Yeah, DJ, it does make him very dangerous, and I love the analogy and the comparison to Dominique Wilkins because, as you know, Dominique Wilkins was a scorer, not a shooter. And so when you look at Josh Allen, it's not always textbook or done the way coaches may draw it up, but he certainly is effective. And for a Bills team that needs him to be that MVP caliber playmaker, it certainly worked. And I think What he did is he gave us a preview of how he needs to play. And if he continues to play like that, then it allows their defense to play the way that they want to play. After being embarrassed a couple weeks ago, facing the Patriots, giving up over 200 yards on the ground, they came back like a force. Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde did a great job plugging those gaps, and they were able to put the game.
Yeah, so like I come back to this. Bill Belichick talked about it today. Said this game came down to third downs for the Patriots. They converted just one of their 10 opportunities. The Bills were terrific on third down, particularly on third and short situations where the Patriots were in a running situation. Bills defense was able to come up big in those spots here. Damian Harris, while he scored 3 touchdowns on the ground, didn't ruin the day like they did a couple of weeks ago. And then, you know, like for the Patriots or for the Bills on the other side, they were fantastic on fourth down. Like those opportunities, you know, down in the red zone, they had the fourth down that Allen converted to Isaiah McKenzie, who was, by the way, terrific in this game. Might have stolen that slot receiver role from Cole Beasley. He was unavailable in this game. But how about the Bills offense did not punt a single time for the first time ever? A team against a Bill Belichick coach team did not punt. 474 games. They're the first team to do it. They were pretty good in that regard. So look, we are going to get to Mac Jones's rookie report card here in just a second. But I think this game kind of illustrates there's still a gap in this division in the quarterbacks. Josh Allen is at the top, and Mac Jones, he's not quite there yet for what the Patriots are asking him to do, DJ, and two, what he's able to do as a rookie.
Yeah, no doubt. And to me, we always talk trucks and trailers, right? Those truck quarterbacks, there's not many of them. Josh Allen is one of those. He can carry the supporting cast no matter who it is. I think when you look with Mac Jones, he's going to be dependent on his environment. And sometimes that environment can include, you know, what type of weather you might get or who's in front of you and who you're throwing the football to. They didn't win enough one-on-ones in this game. And I'm with you. I think this gap is pretty wide in this division between Josh Allen, not just Mac Jones, but everybody else, really. And it should be that way for the next decade plus. So there's some more roster construction work that needs to be done with this Patriots team. And lastly, guys, you know, if you're a Bills fan, you got to be watching that game saying, man, if we didn't have the weather that we had in that first meeting, this team's just simply better than New England Patriots. They should have swept the series.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, Mac Jones, the Cinderella story kind of came to a halt for a little bit because the last 2 weeks, what teams have been able to do is put the game on Mac Jones' shoulders and see if the young guy's ready to take over. And he's not quite ready yet. So I think it's a learning experience for the Patriots. They have to understand that they have to control the game from the outset, because if he gets outside of their control, Mac Jones is not quite at that comfort zone where he can handle it and do more things.
He's a rookie too, though. I mean,
as a playmaker more so than a
I remember he's a rookie now too.
Unrealistic to ask him to do what Josh Allen's doing for the Bills right now, considering where they are in their respective careers. Here's how they look in the AFC playoff picture. So the Bills jumping in to the AFC East leads are currently the number 4 seed. Patriots, the number 6 seed, is that second wild card. But guys, like I said, there's 12 teams still fighting for 6 remaining spots in the AFC. We're going to have a wild fight down the stretch. There is a scenario where the Dolphins beat the Saints tonight. They would replace the Ravens as the 7 seed. We'll get to that game here in just a little bit. Game number 2 for us. Another win and in scenario here for the Rams, and they take advantage. They overcome 3 interceptions from Matthew Stafford to come up with a win in Minneapolis. And by doing so, they also allow their friends there in the AFC West, the Arizona Cardinals, to punch their ticket to the postseason as well. Let's start here, Bucky. How do they overcome the 3 interceptions? Well, I guess a career day from Sony Michel on the ground certainly helped.
Yeah, Sony Michel has been really a nice find for the Rams. And when they were able to trade for Sony Michel from the Patriots, it was really kind of an afterthought. No one thought that it would do anything or have an impact on their offense. But what you've seen is since that 3-game losing streak, Sony Michel has been a big factor. In that 4-game span where they've won all 4 games, he has 2 100-yard games. He's rushed for over 400 yards. And in 3 of those games, he's had over 20 carries. And so that workload has given this offense more balance, more diversity. And actually, it's taken some of the pressure off of Matthew Stafford to play at a high level for this team to win games. I like the way this offense is morphing. And even though Matthew Stafford had a bad game, I think this team is better prepared to win in the postseason because of the emergence of Sony Michel.
Yeah, they need that run game going, guys. And when you watch this game, a couple of things stood out to me. Rob Havenstein had a phenomenal game at right tackle, springing a lot of these runs. But I want to show you a play here of Cooper Kupp, because we talk about what he's done receiving this year, but how about what he does in the run game? These Rams receivers are asked to get inside and dig linebackers, dig safeties out. Watch this pressure. You're going to see this run through here from the safety, and he cleans him out on a key third and one, which ends up springing this run. You see the effort there at the end to get a lot extra. But I thought that was a great indication of kind of this selfless ball that they're playing when they're rolling, asking these receivers to do it. Cooper Kupp, the numbers in the passing game speak for themselves, but still doing the dirty work.
I love to see that from a player for sure. And then I love to see the Justin Jefferson, Odell Beckham connection today on the field. You had Jefferson wearing the OBJ t-shirt, showing you that he was a couple of yards away from breaking Odell's record for the most receiving yards by a player in his first two seasons. Here's the ball, the catch where he actually did it. 9-yard gain with Ramsey in coverage, but then Beckham would have the last laugh, the little head nod, the hesitation, gets himself wide open, corner of the end zone, and then DJ hits the gritty. With Jefferson on the side, right? There it is. There it is. I did it for you. All right. So
I love hearing you say that.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. Bucky, let's go back and look at Matthew Stafford, though. What's your level of concern seeing the three interceptions in a game like this late in the season?
Look, the concern is that Matthew Stafford may mess it up when they get to the postseason. We have seen him have a couple games where he's turned the ball over, and we know turnovers are magnified in the playoffs. And so because Matthew Stafford has never won a playoff game, you do wonder if he's going to press and try to do too much as opposed to relying on his teammates in the system. It's the one thing that you worry about when you have this Rams team, because for Matthew Stafford, it is Super Bowl or bust, because otherwise his arrival is not an upgrade over what they had in Jared Goff. So I worry about him doing too much and having one of these days on the big stage of the postseason.
Yeah, one thing though, Buck, there was so much pressure on Matt Stafford, maybe more than any other player in the league, and the first hurdle has been accomplished. They are in the postseason, so check that box off. So at least he doesn't have to worry about that. Now, like you said, needs to play well in those big moments, and the interior of that offensive line's got to do a little bit better job of keeping him upright.
With you on that. Okay, but the Rams in a good spot to get the NFC West right now heading down the stretch in these final two games. Okay, let's get to game three of our big three. And it comes from Sunday night where the Cowboys clinched the NFC East before kickoff and played like champs. Monster first half. Started with the Trayvon Diggs, his 11th interception of the season, led to the Cowboys' first TD. They then scored on five straight offensive possessions and got a pick six from DeMarcus Lawrence in that mix there in the first half. They were up 42-7 at the break. It was insanity for the Cowboys on Sunday night. Dak Prescott with the best half, the most productive half a quarterback has thrown all season long with 339 passing yards and four touchdowns. DJ, what did you see from him?
Well, you know, you watch that tape and you can tell right away that the Washington football team is down linebackers, and Dak Prescott and the play calling of Kellen Moore was ruthless and attacking those linebackers. You saw it with play action and mess with their eyes. You saw it in their zone spacing, being able to manipulate them and move them and find open guys, working in the seams as well. I mean, Dak Prescott just did whatever he wanted to in this game. And this, to me, can be a great momentum builder, great confidence builder for him, because it doesn't matter who was out there to deliver the ball as accurately as he did. That little slump, I guess, as Jerry Jones would call it, I think we can officially say that one's over.
Yeah, DJ, what I liked about what the Cowboys did is they played with more pace and tempo, pushed the pace, fast, on the ball, didn't allow the Washington football team to breathe, and you saw Dak Prescott get in rhythm. What I also liked was the Cowboys' defense. We have talked about the job that Dan Quinn has done, really getting this defense up and going. But now you're seeing they're playing at a dominant level. We have talked about this previously on the podcast. What they're doing for Michael Parsons, getting him matched up on guards, coming from depth. You saw him hit Eric Flowers with a little Euro step to get a sack. And then you saw DeMarcus Lawrence hang out there and get a pick six. And Trayvon Diggs get another pick. And Randy Gregory make plays. This Cowboys defense is the most complete version of the Cowboys team that we've seen in years. And we might want to get comfortable considering them a legitimate candidate for the Super Bowl, because when they play like this, it's going to be hard to beat them.
When the stars for Dallas show up like that, they can beat anybody on any given day. Okay, so look, I get it. If you're a Washington defender and you're watching all this happen, yeah, there's a little frustration involved here. It's just a little bit rare that you see it unfold in this way on national television. So here's the moral of the story. Don't poke your teammate in the head, because then you're going to catch a haymaker to the collarbone. Right?
Yeah, I think touching is off limits. Buck, you probably agree with me on this one. You can scream at guys, But once you put the finger in the face, the hands are probably getting ready to fly. So look, emotions are high. These guys have known each other forever. They're college teammates.
Exactly.
So I don't know if this has any long-term repercussions other than the fact that maybe learn your lesson there, that let's keep our hands to ourselves.
Yeah, no, I think there's something to that. Like, we've been around teams where, look, emotions do fly hot, particularly in a game when you're getting whooped, like the Washington football team was getting whooped by the Cowboys. But yeah, De'Ron Payne is wrong. He cannot stick his finger in Jonathan Allen's face. I don't care where we're at any time, that's going to lead to a fist coming back. And so they have to work that out. It'll be interesting to see how Ron Rivera handles this internally to make sure these guys get back on the same page.
Both of them saying, look, we're brothers, brothers fight. That's essentially what happened. See if there are any lingering effects moving forward. Right now, we've got three divisions sewn up in the NFC, the North, the East, and the South. Rams leading the West, and you got the Cardinals who are into the playoffs as well. They clinched a berth. So we've got six teams fighting for two remaining spots.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game,
bro.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
All right, let's get into what happened with the Chargers down in Houston. Obviously, DJ, you had a firsthand view of this one from Houston, calling the game for the Chargers radio broadcast, allowing, the 27 and just over 27 points per game allowed so far this season. Has not been great. And obviously allowing opponents to convert over 51% of their third downs is not great either. Texans converted 9 of 13. And one of the most surprising wins of the season here, with both teams dealing with COVID losses. But, I mean, how do we make sense of what we saw yesterday from the Chargers, Deej?
Well, again, I'm not going to go to the excuse, you know, with the players that are out. You can look at all the stars the Chargers were missing. The Houston Texans were missing almost their entire offensive line in this game, and they wouldn't have their best playmaker in Brandon Cooks. So guys were out on both sides. The third down thing, they were last in the league coming into this game, and then this game is even worse. You talk about 9 of 13. They couldn't get off the field. They couldn't stop the run. Those issues have kind of showed up, and they'd shown up a lot early in the season. I thought the run defense had improved as of late, but it was a disaster in this game. Combination, not getting off blocks, missing tackles, overrunning plays, you name it, they did it. But this one was not on the offense. This was 100% on the defense of the Chargers.
Yeah, the defense could not get the ball back. I mean, this was literally watching the Houston Texans play half-court basketball as if they were the Wisconsin Badgers. They're just holding on to the ball, giving it to Rex Burkhead. Rex Burkhead had a 100-yard game, only the second time in his career. And so when you look at the way the Texans were able to play, they were always in manageable situations. And so this was, I guess, a game plan of a dream for the Texans to be able to dictate the turns, to be able to control the action, keep the Chargers on the sideline. It was an almost 10-minute differential in time of possession. This is how the Texans had to play. And they were able to play because the Chargers defense couldn't stand up to the challenge.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying, Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Let's kick off another edition of our Elite Eight here on a Monday. Move the Sticks. Rhett Lewis, Daniel Jeremiah, Bucky Brooks back here with you guys. So we're going to use, you know, the holiday themed edition of gifts or returns for certain games and players in the NFL this week, 16 Sunday. DJ, you get to lead us off with big man touchdowns.
Yeah, we had a bunch of big man touchdowns around the league this week. But I'm going to go with the Lane Johnson one just for this reason. Having been there in that organization and understanding how much that organization loves this guy. So not only is it a big man touchdown, he's one of the best tackles in football, and he's beloved by his teammates. So to find a way to scheme that up and get him a freebie as a former tight end, I love that. That was definitely a gift.
Yeah, that was definitely a gift. And I appreciated Lane Johnson being able to do it. But let's go to a guy who spent some time in Philadelphia, Andy Reid, and the gift that keeps giving the Chiefs offense. When you think about this offense, I think it's the depth and the talent that they have that is why it's such a worthy cause. When I think about Brian Pringle and Mecole Hardman being able to step in, Derek Gore and Darrell Williams being able to step in for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, this offense keeps rolling, and it's reminiscent of the way they played a few years ago. This is a team that's beginning to get hot. They're putting up 40 burgers. They're beginning to put up numbers. And with the defense playing the way they're playing, look out. The Chiefs are back.
Yeah, even without Travis Kelce, they had it going on offense in this game against the Steelers. Guys, I got one for you. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to make a return, although I feel like the return window is closed. So I don't know. I might be stuck with Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock here from the Denver Broncos at quarterback. But that's what I want to do. We got to return them to the QB drawing board here. I thought maybe, you know, Drew Lock might at least unlock some of the explosives that we haven't really seen from this Broncos offense this year. And look, albeit he put one right on Albert Okwuegbunam that he dropped that could have been big in the Broncos comeback efforts there down the stretch. But man, I just want to exchange. I want to return. I don't want store credit. I just want to kind of start from scratch on the Broncos offense right now.
Yeah, I can understand that. 158 yards, that's not going to get it done. All right, I'm going to go to one of the best presents, and that was the gift to Ryan Tannehill of A.J. Brown coming back into the lineup. We saw the immediate impact he made. I want to say it was our good friend Rhett Lewis who said A.J. Brown coming back to this offense will have a bigger impact than even Derrick Henry because they had been running the ball even without Derrick Henry, but they had nobody that could uncover down the field. A.J. Brown did that. Big play after big play in a comeback win over the 49ers. And I will sneak in one return, by the way, a bonus return. I think, as Rhett gloats, I think that the 49ers are at least consulting the receipt on Jimmy Garoppolo. They might not be returning
searching for it
at this moment, but they're looking around to find out which drawer they put that one in.
Oh, well, yeah. Here's the thing,
feels good
DJ.
To be right, doesn't it?
Here's the thing. If Kyle Shanahan makes his way to the store, he's going to bump into Kevin Stefanski because Kevin Stefanski's already at the return counter trying to give back Baker Mayfield. So maybe Jimmy Garoppolo will meet them there. But Kevin Stefanski is there trying to figure out what he can get in return for Baker Mayfield because after four interceptions against the Green Bay Packers, they certainly have to maybe reconsider or have a little buyer's remorse that the number one overall pick is certainly not playing like the dominant player that they would want him to be. So maybe Kevin Stefanski is going to shop a little bit and see if he can find an upgrade in the offseason.
That will be one of the storylines to follow. No buyer's remorse for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after bringing Tom Brady down from New England. And, you know, all he did now is bring the Bucs their first division title since 2007. So we are going to gift the man who has everything a new drawer specifically for his 18 division championship T-shirts. You think he still got the first one? Now, here's the thing.
Zero chance.
I personally know Marie Kondo. So what you're going to have to do, though, is fold those in a very specific way to fit all of those T-shirts in one drawer. It takes some effort. It takes some skill. And it takes commitment. But he'll get it done, I think.
If it doesn't bring you joy, you got to get rid of it.
You got to get rid of it.
I mean, come on.
See?
Yeah,
this definitely sparks joy in
Tampa. The way it goes. I'm going to go Arthur Smith. being excited because he looks around, he sees Bruce Arians being excited about the new shirts. He is excited about his new toy, Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts had another 100-yard game. I think he closed in and broke Tony Gonzalez's single-season record for tight ends down in Atlanta. And so Kyle Pitts has been everything that they wanted him to be. And I would say that there's still so much meat left on the bone in terms of what they can do with Kyle Pitts. But for a rookie, a standout, a Pro Bowl player, he's everything. The Atlanta Falcons certainly have to be pleased with their first-round pick.
Yeah, I look, that's the highest grade I've ever given to a tight end. So I don't think it's a shock to any of the three of us to see what this guy's doing. He's a special, special player. I'm going to go to the Bears-Seahawks game, though, for this gift, because Damir Bird might be the catch of the year, and it saved all of the viewing public of having to go through an overtime game between two teams playing meaningless football. So I thought it was a tremendous gift to all of mankind that he was able to haul this in, finish it with one hand, and somehow find a way to get his feet on the ground. Man, you know, it's a big moment for him, but honestly, it's a big moment for all of us that was the end of that football game.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Thanks to Matt Nagy for electing to go for two there. One way or another, we were going to escape overtime. At least Damir Bird gave us some positivity at the end. So Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. All right, DJ, rookie report card for Zach Wilson.
Yeah, going to give him a B-plus this week. The explosive running, almost at 100 yards on the ground, made some big-time plays with his legs. You know, on the negative side of things, there's still a couple boots where he's got some layups. He's just got a hit. He can't miss some of those easier throws. That's been a little bit of a running theme for him. But the playmaking ability, to me, was excellent. So we give him a B-plus.
I like it. I like the trend that we're starting here, Bucky. Does Trevor Lawrence keep it going with positivity?
Yeah, I'm going to stay positive on Trevor Lawrence. I feel like this was his best game as a pro. I'm going to give him a B for his efforts. Thought he did some really good things. He was really efficient from the pocket, ran the offense well, particularly down the stretch when he had to run a two-minute drill to put them in position to win the game. The only thing is he doesn't come up big in those moments, or he hasn't done that yet. And so that's the next step for Trevor Lawrence. It's good to get them there, but now he has to learn how to win those games, and he has to do it with his ability to make plays.
All right, guys, I'm going to jump in on Mac Jones. Unfortunately, cannot get him into the B category in this game against the Bills here. I got to give Mac Jones a C. Look, I think he played some winning football in this game. I think he had some big-time throws, just not enough of them. I mean, you want to look at the fourth down he had in the red zone where he's rolling out to his right, gets to the top of the numbers, throws back to the middle of the field on a gotta-have-it play. They end up getting a touchdown later on the drive. I mean, like, plays like that are great. But again, I just don't see enough of those down the stretch. Had an opportunity for a couple of big throws to Jacoby Myers and Hunter Henry on one of the last drives of the game that didn't result in a touchdown. So I just don't think we're there yet for Mac Jones. But DJ, let's get to Davis Mills, who's the third round pick of the Houston Texans, back in the starting lineup here and showing some signs of progress.
Yeah, Davis Mills, I remember him training with Mac Jones in the run-up to the draft. Look, he was an A in this ballgame. Getting a chance to see him live. And I know, you know, both teams were missing players, but you can't play any better than he did. I mean, I struggled to come up with a negative for him because he was efficient, he was accurate with the football, did everything he needed to do for the Houston Texans to shock everybody and knock off the Chargers. So, you know, I thought it was an outstanding performance from Davis Mills. You see it there, efficient, accurate. I have not much else to say. He did everything he had to do for them to win that ball game.
You know, DJ, he's done this
there on the one to Conley.
Yeah, he's done this the last couple of weeks. He's played really, really well. And I think what we have to remember is at one point, this guy was the number one high school recruit in the country. He was a big time player. Injuries hindered his career at Stanford. But what you're seeing is that talent that really excited a lot of scouts when he was in the draft and he was going through the process.
Yeah, like, you know, I wonder, started some games early this season, probably maybe before he was really ready to do it when Tyrod Taylor was down and then gave it back to Tyrod Taylor and then comes back in. Seems like he's a little bit better now. From what we've seen here these last couple of weeks, does this kind of prove to you that, you know, maybe the Houstons have their quarterback here in Davis Mills, Deej?
Oh, I think they do. And, you know, talking to people around the program there, I think this is going to be their guy going into next year. So this is a quarterback. If you stack him up with the quarterback class getting ready to come out, he'd be at the top of the list. And to be quite honest, when you stack him up with the class that he's in, the much heralded class we had in this last draft, behind Mac Jones, he's played the next best. I mean, he's played better than Trevor Lawrence. He's played better than Zach Wilson. He's played better than Justin Fields. And he's doing it, guys, with a makeshift offensive line. Really, it's been Brandon Cooks is his only weapon. He didn't even play in this game. So he's been able to overcome his surroundings and play good, solid football. So he's going to be a building block for them going forward, which, Bucky, when you look at the Deshaun Watson, you know, lottery ticket that they have, yeah, and they trade him in the offseason, and you add a bunch of picks and players around him, I mean, I'm excited to see what Davis Mills can do.
Yeah, I think he's done enough this go around to certainly excite him and to make them envision him being the starting quarterback next year, which then frees them up to really be aggressive in the draft. Not only for this year's draft, whenever they do auction off Deshaun Watson, but setting themselves up for next year's draft so they can take some position players, upgrade the defense, upgrade the offensive line, see what the quarterback looks like in year two, and then still have some capital and some ammunition to deal to make some moves in 2023. So I think this is the best case scenario for the Houston Texans, and it's one they wanted all along.
Yeah, and we think about this draft class for Nick Caserio, his first as the general manager there in Houston. Didn't have a first-round pick due to the Laremy Tunsil trade, but, I mean, guys, this is kind of a solid class here. You get Davis Mills in the third. You had Nico Collins, who caught his first career touchdown from Davis Mills in this game in the second round. You had Brevin Jordan, who's caught touchdowns, I think, like three touchdowns in the last month, the tight end from Miami. So, like, there are some pieces here. Still not high-level talent, but, like, there's some hope, and it feels like Davis Mills is a beacon of hope for this franchise as they build towards the future here.
Yeah, and look, they need some excitement. I mean, that was a big win for them, but that stadium was about half full, and you could hear a pin drop at moments during that game. They need to get back to being competitive, and this is going to be a huge offseason for them. When you look at the draft and then free agency, and more importantly, that decision with Deshaun Watson, it's going to shape this team for the next decade, but they've got a chance to have a cheap starting quarterback with years of control. That's what everybody in the NFL is chasing.
Only thing is they don't get the fifth year, but they still have 3 years on that that third round pick contract there for Davis Mills. Doing some really nice things down with the Houston Texans. It's time now for our scout stories. The Panthers have lost five straight here in Matt Rhule's second season. They've got quarterback issues. They've got injuries. They seemingly have 99 problems, but apparently the process isn't one.
But I believe it's 1,000% working. I just know no one can see it, and I apologize. As I tell our team all the time, it took Jay-Z like 7 years. it took him 7 years. He had to start his own agency to become famous, to become an overnight sensation. Like, it takes time.
We can have some fun with it, right, and understand the message that Matt Rhule is trying to preach to his team. But the question here, Bucky, do you feel like the method and the message is working in Carolina?
Yeah, look, I think this is a slow build. And I think when you go back and look at Matt Rhule's history, this is the way that it's always kind of happened for him. It takes a while for him to kind of assess what he's doing. And then by year three, you begin to see significant progress. That's what happened at Temple. It happened again at Baylor. And I expect it to happen with the Panthers. It doesn't look pretty right now because they haven't been able to get it going in the midst of a five-game losing streak. But remember, this is a very talented team, and they just needed to pop. It'll pop.
Yeah, I just have my only concern, and I love Coach Rhule, and I believe in his, you know, his method and how he's been able to turn teams around. The difference between college and the NFL, though, is you can have a turnaround in college without the presence of a great quarterback. Shoot, you can go win a national championship without a phenomenal quarterback. In the NFL, if you don't have an upper-tier quarterback, man, it is awfully hard. And right now, they are not in a position where they have that. Now, there's other roster holes. I think this offensive line needs to be addressed. They can get there in the offseason. But in order for them to become that overnight sensation that he's talking about, they're going to have to get that position right. And they've kind of pushed their chips in on Sam Darnold. The results have been mixed at best at this point in time. That doesn't look like it's worked. So until they get that part figured out, it's going to be very difficult to see this thing really turn around.
And they've guaranteed his fifth-year salary, so they're on the hook for a bunch of money there with Sam Darnold going into this next season. But they do have an opportunity here, Bucky, because they fired Joe Brady as the offensive coordinator to kind of remold their offense, which has some really good pieces. McCaffrey, DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, there are guys out there that can make plays for you. So they've got an opportunity to decide if they want to chart a new direction in terms of offensive scheme and philosophy, and they can do it with a new offensive coordinator and, Bucky, perhaps a new quarterback in tandem, right?
Yeah, no, I think that has to be into the conversation because no matter what they did with Sam Darnold, they could guarantee the fifth-year option. Look, the cost of doing business is one thing. Putting yourself in a position to win games, that's another. And so what you do is you have Sam Darnold, you know he's going to be on the roster, but you have to look under every rock to figure out if you can find a franchise quarterback that can help you go from good to great. And so that's reigniting those conversations with the Houston Texans around Deshaun Watson, if he can handle his legal situation, so that you can get a big-time quarterback in place. Because as DJ said, the National Football League is a quarterback-driven league, and you need to have an A-level quarterback to win in this game. And so for the Panthers, everything is about finding the next quarterback that can lead them to the promised land.
Yeah, you know, look, again, I go back to that offensive line. That's got to get fixed. On the defensive side of the ball, though, you mentioned those offensive pieces.
They're pretty good shape.
Brian Burns has been one of the better pass rushers in the league. You've got him in the mix. You've got Hassan Reddick, who fits there with what he's done. Obviously, a familiarity there going back to college with Coach Rhule. So they've got some key building blocks in place there. Derek Brown, who they picked in the first round. Jeremy Chinn. They've got a lot of pieces. But, man, I'm just telling you, your roster has to be stacked if you're going to carry the quarterback position. And
right.
That's going to take them a couple years where they could ever get to that point. It's a lot faster fix if you can get the quarterback right and figure that out. The question is, who is that guy and where do you find him? How do you get him? That's the challenge he's got in front of him.
Just drop the quarterback in and brush those shoulders off. And Carolina's in great shape here. So we got one game left to close out this week down in New Orleans. The Dolphins visiting the Saints on Monday Night Football. Dolphins, if they win, would supplant the Ravens as the seventh seed in the AFC. So a lot on the line. And for the Saints, starting their fourth quarterback this season, the rookie Ian Book getting a go here. DJ, what's the report on Ian Book on what we should expect tonight?
Well, Ian Book can create. He's a playmaker. He's the winningest quarterback in Notre Dame history. So that is a big, big statement in and of itself. But he can create, make things happen. Does not have a huge arm, but he's ultra competitive. And I'll say this, since I started scouting in 2003, I've interviewed a zillion players as a scout in the media. Only two guys have bothered to get my number and thank me for the conversation. The first one was Russell Wilson. The second one was Ian Book. So he's in great company, guys. I'm telling you, he's in great company.
Okay, I like where we're going. Bucky, what do you think?
Look, I think this is an interesting game because the Miami Dolphins are riding a big-time streak. Six games in a row they've won. They've done it because they've been able to put pressure on the quarterback. They're going to play some cover zero. They're going to test Ian Book. They're going to play with his eyes. He has to avoid making the big mistake. And then on the other side, Tua Tagovailoa has gotten hot because they are RPO central. No one throws more RPOs than this team. And so can they get open versus man coverage? Because man coverage eliminates the RPO game. This would be a test. It might be a low-scoring game because both defenses can counterbalance what the offenses want to do.
Sean Payton making a plea to the people of New Orleans. He needs all 72,000 in full throat all night long to help his team get a win. Tonight took to Twitter to make that plea. Look, you got to pull out all the stops on Monday night at this point in the season when you're a team that's fighting for your playoff lives like the Saints are. Perhaps they can count on that defense tonight against Tua Tagovailoa like they did a week ago against Tom Brady. That's going to do it for us here this Monday edition of Move the Sticks. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you right back here next Monday following week 17.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.